So we're on morning, we're on Masechet Zvachim, Daf Kaf Zayim. We're still stuck on the bottom of Kaf Vav Amud Bet. Just a little introduction for the next, when we're going to get into the Amud of Kaf Zayim. If you remember, we learned, I think it was on Daf Kaf Gimel, and we learned about, was it Daf Kaf Gimel? Yeah, I think it was Daf Kaf Gimel. We had the Klalim, we had a few rules which Rashi brought, which explained to us exactly about Pigul. Remember? And we learned as follows in Pigul. We came to the following conclusion that Pigul, and that was, we referred then to the Mishnah which we're going to see this morning on Kaf Zayin Amud Bet, that Pigul has the following attribute. Pigul is only about La'achar Zman. If you have intention at the time that you're doing one of the four primary avodas, which is Shchita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika, one of those four, you have intentions to do a malacha of eating, which is either the Mizbeach is eating, or the Kohen is eating, or the owner of the Korban eating, or an hekter emer, we said burning of the emorim would be considered eating, any ochel of any kind. And you had intention to do one, and even the malacha we saw of hekter emerim, or shvichat shiraim, pouring over the remnants of the blood, even though they themselves aren't considered melachot, and if you never did them, a korban would still be kosher. But if you had intention at the time, one of those four primary avodas, to do one of those two things at a later stage, it would still be pigul, remember? So pigul is having intention after a certain hour, outside of the time of the korban. Because if a korban is, a chatat, is one day, and you say you're going to do the shvicha after 3 days, that would be considered pigul, right? And that was the first rule of pigul. That pigul is one of the primary melachos, are you doing it at the time you're doing the primary melacha, you have intention to do one of the melachot which are involved eating of any kind outside its time, right? Now, another thing we said also was, in order for something to be considered pigul, it has to be the only psul that exists. Whereas all the other melachot, everything is done correctly. All the other avadot, melachot, all the other things you do with regards to the Quran are done correctly. The only thing that causes the korban to be pasul is the pigul. So if you had, let's say for example, there was a psul yotze, you took the blood out of the Beit HaMikdash by mistake, it can't be pigul. Because in order for pigul to exist, it's the only thing that can be pasul about the korban is the pigul. Okay? That's very important. With that in mind, we can start. Okay. So now that's a little bit of introduction. Let's just go back quickly, finish off the Amud over here. So we ended up over here and we said, we're discussing over here the idea here. We said the absurde. Remember, we thought we brought a Kohen who was kosher, and we said actually a pastel Korban, a pastel Kohen did the work. And we said, that other mission we brought there, how come he can do the tikkun? And we said, Kiblu inzir kulo, only with Kabbalah. He said, my tabla mishum dahave dachu. Shouldn't the Korban have been completely dachu? He said, no. Mishum de pasil be machshava. There was a machshava problem. He said, if that's the case, then Kabbalah also, we shouldn't Kabbalah as well. And whoever's following me, it's fine. It's not the end of the world. Vod mi pasil be machshava. Now he said, can you do psula be machshava? What Rabbi say? That in order to cause a korban to be pasul with the wrong intention, Bahama Rabbi, ain machshava mo'elet, elamisha ra'u la'avoda u'bedavar ha'u la'avoda. You have to be ra'u la'avoda. The kohen has to be the one, a kosher kohen, has to be doing the avoda. And only then can he have problems with machshava. If a zar did it, or a pasul kohen did it, he can't, even his bad intentions, can't make a korban pasul with machshava, because he wasn't ra'u in the first place to be doing the avoda, right? And u'bemakom la'avoda. So the Gemara says, you're right. So now we read what's going on over here. Lo taima zarkulo. Don't say it was the throwing. El aimu shachtulo. The shchita wasn't done properly. Look at Rashi there very quickly. El aimu shachtulo. Look at Rashi there about 7-8 lines down, the very wide Rashi at the beginning. Sheim shachatu pasul machshava. Too late at hand, and you can't fix it any longer. The cave and the chola psulin ksheirin ishchot. Because now everybody's ra'ui. Not even whether it's a pasul coin or even a zar, because they're all kosher b'shchita. So now, if he did shchita, and he was a pasul coin and he had the bad machshava, then he could pasul the coin with machshava because he's ra'ui. You with me? Okay. If not, also not too bad. Okay. Now. So he said, no, say b'shichta. The word says, Maika Masha, what do you call it? What's a chidush? The pastor of Machshava. You're going to tell me a chidush here. Your whole chidush is that we pass through the Machshava. Tanina, we learned that beforash. Lefichach, hein, poslin, b'machshava. We got that. That's a bra in Daf Lamed Aleph. We learn beforash in a whole list of things. All these guys posel machshava. So what you're telling me, your whole chilush here is that the kohen can be posel machshava. Hakamashlana. The mekabla ve'elach, the mikabala ve'elach, lo pasel machshava. That's the story becoming a chilush. The chilush is that when can you pasel machshava? Only b'shchita, only the stage of shchita. But once he's done kabbalah, or anything else onwards, then he can't be pasel b'machshava. Look at Rashi, look at the Hakam Mashbalan. Haritani v'kulan shekiblu el adam v'chul afa gav shebeshchit et nam posim v'machshava ava b'kabala u'mi kabala v'eilach lo pasle v'lo lemeirak minei zarku lo duadin de zarku. I think it's only about Zrika. Ela kamaita de kulu nakat, the previous Kohen who did all the avodah, the kevin de pasul en rola, since he was pasul and he wasn't able to do machshava at the shechita stage, lo pasle machshavato during the rest of the avodah because he's a pasul Kohen and he wasn't ra'ui, and that is kederava. That's exactly like rava, which we learned a second ago, ha'ama rava, ein machshava mu'edet lemisha ra'ui la'avoda. It only helps if he's ra'ui, right? Look at Rashi, ta'amar ein machshava mu'edet lemisha'ui la'avoda. Okay. So now we understand, we've got Rava over here. It tells us a very important aloha. In order to cause psil machshava, you have to be ra'ui. You have to be kosher kohen, who's able to do the machshava. Right? And remember, we've still got over here that what's hanging over our heads is the idea of mekomo, shalom mekomo ke mekomo dami. Remember that from yesterday? That if you did the avot, if you sprinkled blood anywhere on the mizbeach, could still be a good avodah. Why? Because it said that the mizbeach was done for kapara. Anyway, the mizbeach. Remember our Mishnah? Let's just not forget our Mishnah. Mishnah said, natnu agave akevesh, or on the ramp, or up, or it's meant to be down, it was meant to be beneath the chura sikra, above the chura sikra, and what was meant to be inside the mishkan, in the mizbeach, I mean, kodesh, you did it outside. All those things, we said, v'tanitanim b'chut b'fnim, pasul v'ein bo karei, and what did Shmuel say? Pasul basar. Remember that? With me, everybody?
Yeah.
Only the meat is pasul bat, aval balim nit kapu. Remember that? That was Shmuel. By the way, we're going to see in our daf today that this is Shmuel. This is all Shmuel. We're discussing Shmuel. We're going to then see another shitta. We're going to see Ashlakish and Rabbi Yochanan. All of them on their shitta of the Mishnah. Remember, Shmuel says that. Okay, so I think we've got a pretty good idea now. The Gemara thoughts brings a kashi. Ameitivai. Chishav, the guy at the outset, Chishav, look at Rashi there, Kohen Kasher. So now we're not discussing now a Kohen Pasul. A Kohen Kasher, right, Chishav. Liten et ha-nitanin, to give the blood, lemal lemata, which is meant to be above the Chura Sikra, like a Korban Chatat, remember, or a, what else was there? There were two Korban above the Chura Sikra. A Korban Chatat and Olat Ha'of, right. So it was meant to be above, he gave it below. Or one of the other korbanot, one of the shlamim, let's say, a toda, something, and lamati did it lamala. Now there's something, what's going on over here? He does the intention to throw the blood in the wrong place, but la altar, immediately. In other words, in the right time of the korban. Okay, so there wasn't a problem here with time, it's only a problem with place. What's the brayta tell us? Kasher. It's kosher. Why is it kosher? Mm-hmm. Look at Rashi. La'atar kashim chishev amenat lizrok shelo bimkomo hayom. Remember, his intention was shelo bimkomo, but it was hayom kasher. Why? De'i nami zrika psulehi. Because if you want to tell me this psula, that this zrika was pasu, v'nimtza she'avad shar ha'avodot amenat lizrok et adam bepsul kasher hu bezrika hogenet bimkomo. Can I remember Mishnah? The whole psul and the machshava psul, the chutz lezmano v'chutz limkomo, the pesach v'chad l'shman. He says, "What's going on? If you're going to tell me that the problem here is in the wrong place, how we just said, lo mimkomo kemokmo dami. So therefore, there's no psul taking place here, because the whole mizbeach is its place. So that it's, if he did in the right place and it's in the right time, so what's my problem? Okay, clear? Everybody with me?
Yeah.
Everybody, Ira." Because we said, no mokomo kemokmo dami. So what's his real problem here? It's the wrong place.
This is
Chishev. He hasn't done it yet, but he's in the machshava, right? Now, ignore the black brackets. Chazar v'chishev. Now, his original intention was to do it in the wrong place, but at the right time. Now he rethought, and he said, "You know what? I'm not going to do it in the right. I'm not going to do it in the right at the right time. I'm going to do it chutz limkomo. Right? I'm going to do it in the wrong place." Pasul.
Something else.
But avodah shniya, but not lochlo chutz limkomo. Pasul v'ein chamin karet lachilato. Sorry, you're right. That's a little bit important. Sorry, I shouldn't have skipped it out. The chishev, there's two things taking place here. We're going to have it again. Sorry, the two things taking place here. I apologize. I'm trying to rush too quickly. You're right. There are two things happening here. He did one melocha, right? At the time was to do the zrika in the wrong place, but at the right time, he said it's kosher. Now, let's say he did that. Now, he's now moving on, right, to do another melocha. So, while he's doing the shechita, he had this intention. Now, he comes to Kabbalah or to Halacha, whatever the case is. And now, shnei amnat le'ochlo, he thinks to himself, now, okay, I'm going to eat the korban now in the wrong place. Let's say it's a korban you can only eat in the Safon, you're going to eat it in the Mizbeach, or in Jerusalem, or whatever. It's a, now, there we said, it's pasul, right, v'ein bo karet. So the eating in chutzlim komo is pasul, because we learned that loma komo 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 dami applies specifically to the mizbeach. Because we had a pasuk, remember we had a pasuk that said lechapran netativ. Remember that pasuk? So there was a special din in kapara of the blood. Remember Rashi at the top of kaf vav amud bet. So lechapran netativ hekshayti kol de kol mekomot hamizbeach shavin velo ledavar acher. Right? But specifically for the Zrika. So the Zrika, when he had the intention of the Zrika in the wrong place, but at the right time was kosher. But if he had intention to eat at the wrong place, it's pasul. Not pigul pasul. V'ainbo karet. You saying it's malkut for eating the korban in the wrong place? Maybe. I don't remember that. And if he eats the korban, if the korban eats the wrong place, it's malkut? You could be right. I don't remember that. You want to just do have a look quickly? I didn't see anything in it. Mm-hmm. When we said they get Malkot? Okay, look, I don't see anything here. Could be, you know what? If the Rav gave it in his shir, it's in the Makorot. So if you want to look, you'll find. If it was in his shir, honestly, I haven't heard it. I'm going to hear it today. Hopefully that's shir. Okay. For any other aimbo karet. Now a new master. Now we go back, we reset, okay? So originally we said that Chishev Litena Nitala Balamata Lamat Lamala La Altar Kasher. And then Chazar v'chishev Chutzmo Pasul. Now Aimbo Karet. Now Chutli Zmano. Now we go back. His first intention was Litena Nitala. You can read it like this. Go back to the brighter, the previous Amud. Was meant to be down at the bottom, at the top of the bottom. But now he doesn't decide to do it today, immediately. Now it's chutz lezmano. Now he's already got the dam being thrown in the wrong place, but also outside of its time. The writer says, pigul v'chayavin alav karet. Right, it's pigul and it's chayav karet. Right? Chutz lezmano. Lemachar pasu. No. I'm confused now. I'm sorry. Let me get my. Now I'm confused now. Well, I knew this was going to be difficult, but I didn't know it was going to be difficult to explain it. Okay. You see lemachar pasu in the second line? See the second line there, lemachar pasu? Mm-hmm. That is the way it starts again. We're still talking about the first case. So the first case is Chishev and Anita Lamal Lamat Lamat Lamal Altar Kasher Chazar v'Chishev Chutz Limkomo Pasul V'Emokaret Chutz Lezmano Pigul B'Chayim Karet. The Chishev, the second thinking, right? The first intention is throw the blood in the wrong place, but you do it at the right time. It's kosher. Then he thinks to eat in the wrong place. Okay, then it becomes Pasul V'Emokaret. But if he intends to eat in the wrong time, chutz lezmano, right? Look at Rashi there. Then it's pigul v'chayim lav karet. He has the intention to eat in the wrong place. It becomes pigul in the wrong time. Eating in the wrong place isn't pigul. Eating in the wrong time is pigul. Remember we said at the beginning, eating is pigul. Only eating at the wrong time, right? Either him eating or the Mizbeach eating. He has to be eating at the wrong time. That becomes pigul. Lemachar, now, go back again. Now, Chishev, his first maaseh, but he's not going to do the Zrika today, he's going to do the Zrika tomorrow, it's pasul. Chazar, now his second kavona, right? Chishev, bein chutz dezmano, bein chutz limkomo, pasul, the ein bo karet. This is what's important. He has kavona to do the eating now, right? The chishev. Now he has intentions. He's chishev. Look at Rashi there. Chazar v'chishev. You see that Rashi there? Five lines, it becomes narrow lines. Right? Avodah shnia. This is that avodah shnia again, right? Bein chaz chutz lizmano, bein chutz limkomo, pasul, v'ein bo karet. Now we got a problem. Why ein bo karet? Taha ipsile b'machshava kamaita. Because the first machshava has already made it pasul, because the first machshava was at in the wrong place on the Mat HaMikdash. But what do we say about pigul?
What was the first?
We've got to read again here. Chishev itanat hanitan lemata, lemala, lemala, lemata.
On the Mizbeach,
in the wrong place.
In the wrong day.
But at the wrong day, at the wrong time.
Time.
That was lemachar, tomorrow. When we said it was la'altar, immediately it was kosher, because we said, lo, kamo, 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 dami.
Is it because he intends to do Zrika on the wrong day, or because of the spot on the Mizbeach?
No, it becomes pasul, but our question is followed. Remember, I said at the beginning of the shir, so we learned that pigul is only pigul if it's the only psul. Right. If there's any other, if it's everything else, is, if there's another psul in it, it can't be pigul. It has to be perfectly kosher. The second part of the brighter is our problem, because the brighter says like this: he had intention to do the zrika, not on the right place of the Mizbeach, and tomorrow, not today, right?
Tomorrow is the problem.
To become so it's pasul.
It's pigul.
It's pasul. No, the zrika.
Yeah.
Zrika doesn't cause pigul.
I have intention to do zrika tomorrow.
Yeah, but he said it was only
pigul.
No, but that's only if it's the right place at the right time, right?
Time.
If everything else was okay. Time. Now it appears that there's another psul in it.
What's
the wrong place.
Time and Zrika.
What's the other psul?
Look, 1 second. Sorry. Hold on 1 second. No, I'm done. Look at Rashi, the Machar Pasul. Look at the very first wide lines of Rashi.
Yeah.
The Machar Pasul. Aval im ota machshava shechishev ba'avodah rishona. ליתן את הניתנית למטה למעלה, חישב לזרוק אותה זריקה למחר, פסו, why is it פסו? כמוקמינן לקמן, מידי, דהבה המחשבת, הינוח, מחשבת הינוח means to leave something over, to leave it in its place. In other words, let's say that I'm going to do the זריקה within an hour, within the first day, and I say I'm not going to do the זריקה, I'm going to leave it over, I'll leave the blood, right? שהרי שחת על מנת להניח דמו למחר, Pasu. Rabbi Yudahi the Pasuleba Perigimo. So what's going on over here? The Lemachar. The Lemachar is Pasu. In other words, what's he doing here? He's saying, I've got the Cheshuv to do the Zrika, but when tomorrow? So you're saying to me it should be Pigul, right? I'm not arguing with you, but this is Karen. We understand now. He's saying it's Pigul, why? It's not Pigul, it's Pasu, because his intention is actually to leave it over. It's a Machshava of Hinuach. But it'll come clear in a few seconds. Then he had chasar v'chishev. Now he right, look at Rashi b'avodah shnia, and he said, bein chutz lezman or bein chutz lezman pasu. V'ein bo karet, why? Da ifsele b'machshava kamaitik. It's already pasu. Right? So in other words, it's pasu, and there's no karet, and it's not pigul either, that second machshava. Chutz lizmano, chutz limkomo, because maybe that chutz lizmano, now to eat the chutz lizmano, could be a pigul. Say, no, you call me pigul, because it was really pasul in the previous melocha, right? The two lo chayil alei pigul, remember? The lo kirvu komet terav. That whatever's going to make it matir, for everything else, didn't go into effect. It was pasul, therefore pigul can't happen. So your question is, why isn't the first machshava pigul? Stays.
Gemara's question.
That's the Gemara's question. That's why I wanted to get to that question. Now the Gemara says as follows. That's why I wanted to stress that. Because once we understand, we can understand the Gemara's question. Okay, so I think we all got to understand it. I said to Robert this morning before davening. Honestly, I believe, we understand pigul now properly. I don't have a problem with pigul. Okay. So Gemara says, pigul who? Sorry, hi, psul. No. Pigul who? It's not a psul. It's not pasul. It's pigul. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's pigul. The truth be told, the Gemara's question is actually on the second Chishev, not on the first Chishev, I think. Where Robert's question on the first kick, look at Rashi there. Hai psul bitmiya, amai karele psul. Lahai dechishev liten shelo bimkomo lemachar. Pigulu. Okay, could be the first question as well. Okay. Sharei chishev beshchita al menat lizrok damo lemachar tihi achilat mizbeach. Okay, so that's the question. Why is it psul? It's pigul. El alav kemokomo dami velo chashiva achile. So therefore, this is proof. This is our whole meitivei. What's our meitivei? Our meitivei here is going on Shmuel, who says that lo mekomo kemokomo dami. Okay, that's what I remember at the beginning. I stressed that. We've got to remember that. That's Shmuel. Shmuel was what I said, lo mekomo kemokomo dami. Now, this meitivei comes a kashi against Shmuel. If you write Shmuel that mekomo, lo mekomo kemokomo dami, then there was no psul. Because mekomo kemokomo dami, the place was right. So what was the only problem? Pigul. And yet the bright doesn't call it pigul, calls it psul. So therefore, lo mekomo is lo kemokomo dami. Because there was a psul. And therefore, call me pigul. Okay? We got it. Beautiful. Okay. All of you understood it. I confused everybody. I apologize. Okay, it's going. I'm a mazutra. So mazutra says, he says, no. It's not. It's still not a pigul. Why is it not pigul? Zrika desharia basar ba'achila mighty day pigul. He says another klal now in pigul. When do we get to pigul? If the dam that we had thrown, that zrika, would have been zrika, which was a good enough zrika to have allowed me in the first place without pigul to eat the korban. Now, what do we learn at the Mishnah according to Shmuel? He said, the barley nitchapru, but the basar was pasul. So was that zrika? Could I eat the korban from that zrika?
No.
No. Even before I had a pigul thought, that zrika was only good enough to cause kapara. It wasn't good enough to cause achila. And therefore, that type of zrika is already enough of a psul, even though it's not pasul. It's enough of a psul to take me out of the definition of pigul. With me? Because pigul has to be pure. Pigul has to be nothing, no other problem whatsoever. And only the psul of pigul. But here we've got a, even though the korban, there's kapara, the basar is pasul, and therefore you can't eat it. Ah, that's really no good. That can't cause pigul.
If you throw it on different parts of the mizbeach, you can't eat it?
You can't eat it. That's what we learned from. That's what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, pasul basar, ababali mitchapru. My time, because the whole mizbeach does kapara, but it's still not a kasher korban, and therefore, if it's not a kasher korban, it's got an inyan psul in it, and not on kam kam pigul. Zrika de lo shari yebeshav bachir lo mighty de pigul. Okay, clear. I'm a learner of Ashi Ramizu Lamazutra. That was Mazutra who said that, right? Minalecha, where did he get such a thing from? It's simple. Hadichtiv, v'ma'achol yachel. We've seen this before, this pasuk, right? Plenty of times. He'achol yachel, double thing, right? Mi'basar zevach shlama, b'yom ha'shlishi, lo yiratzea mekriv, lo tori b'chshev. He says, mi'achol yachel basar, zevach shlama, pigul yiye. What does it mean, pigul? Mi shepigulo garamlo. It has to be the pigul that caused it, right? Yatza ze she'ein pigulo garamlo. When do we say, yechashev lo pigul, ya nefesh ha'ochel b'menu avonatisa? That the Kohen here is Avonatisa, he carries the sin, and it's pigul, but it's pigul. But he already, he couldn't eat it because of the psul, because the zrik was in the wrong place. Even though it was kapara. Ele isu davar acher garam lo. Okay, that's pretty clear. So what does it say? Yachi, ifsulenami lo lifsil. And then tell, okay, then it shouldn't be pasul. Why shouldn't it be pasul? I'm Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak, midi dahava amachshevet hinoach. Balibad Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it is pasul. Why is it pasul? Because Rav Nachman told us that there's this issue of Machshevet Hinoach. Look at Rashi, Machshevet Hinoach. I skipped over a couple of Rashi's there. All the way down the bottom of the narrow lines, last line of the narrow lines. Daha chashiv mihal anichol machar. Nonetheless, he still thought of leaving it over to tomorrow, right? And therefore, it becomes pasul. We might have thought that if lo mekomo kemokomo dami, like Shmuel said, and the zrika was a kosher zrika, and there was kapara, so why tell me that it's pasul? At all, the damage should all be a case is no, because the issue of Hinoach. So even though it doesn't cause pigul of leaving it over to tomorrow, there's another issue with his kavon of tomorrow, and that is issue of Hinoach. Now, my question is why? Because See, it seems over here that even the kapara didn't exist when he had this intention. You understand? Shmuel would talk about a case where he did the zrika properly, just in the wrong place. And therefore, the korban, there was kapara, but the meat was pasul. We're speaking about here, once he had the kavona causes even the kapara not to be a good kapara, but doesn't become pigul, it's the issue of hinoach. Okay, is that clear? I think that's what he's saying, right? With me? Everybody agree with me? Anybody? Okay. And that's the Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now we finish Shmuel. Now we finish Shmuel, and now we move on to Reish Lakish. Now we go back to the Mishnah. Ignore everything about Shmuel so far, but look at this. It's amazing Gemara, this, because like the Gemara is like this. Reish Lakish Amar, Lo'olam Pasul Mamash. Not just the meat is Pasul called Reish Lakish, but it's a Korban is Pasul completely. Both the Zrika, there's no Kapara, and the Korban is Pasul. But he nonetheless says, V'shelo b'imkomo k'imkomo dami. He agrees with Shmuel that lo mekomo is k'imkomo dami, that not throwing in the right place is nonetheless a good thing. Look at Rashi there. V'lo me'resh lakish matini kai, you pick up Shmuel, you argue Shmuel, lo lam pasu mamash, dro tani tana psu abba. Look at this, a very, very important Rashi, this. He says, third one, lines of Rashi. Dro tani tana pasu abasa l'chuda. The Tana of the Mishnah wouldn't say pasu if you're just speaking about the meat itself. E lo parish behedi, unless he explained it specifically. Okay? So it's not specific in the Mishnah. Umatnitin pasu legamre kama. Therefore, when our Mishnah says pasu, it means pasu completely. She'av ba'alim lo nitchapru. You see that? Even the ba'alim kapara. Very important that, right? So, but none of this, but Reish Lakish agrees with Shmuel, u'shelo b'mekomo, k'shmuel sferle. He holds like Shmuel. B'mekomo damidinyan kapara, ve'lo lahatir ba'achila. He says there's still kapara, but you can't eat it. K'edarish le Shmuel lekrad le'el. V'ani natati lachem, because he accepts that pasuk of the natati lachem, right? That the Mizbayach was given for kapara, the whole Mizbayach. V'lo kashya matnit, it's not a kashya, because it should be a kashya, right? Why should it be a kashya? Because he doesn't use this well. How can it be pasul mamash if it's mekomodami? And look at the Gemara. Why does it not a kashya? Because he says, Anachinami, you might be right, but in our case, you're wrong. Why are you wrong in our case? Because kan shenatan b'shtika, kan shenatan b'amira. In this depends whether he did the korban quietly or with an expression. Look at Rashi. Darsha dekra, the mashma bali mitchapru kashen nitnan b'shelo b'mkomo b'shtika. That would work if the balim did the korban in the wrong, if the dam was given in the wrong place, but quiet. They never said anything. But niti. But our Mishnah, diktani pasu. Benatan b'machshevet le'echo basar chutz lizmano. Reish Lakish adds in an extra rari. He says that our Mishnah is specifically talking about chutz lizmano, and therefore it's pasul completely. So it isn't pasul because of the makom; it's pasul because of machshava of chutz lizmano. Now where he gets this from, I don't know. That was the brighter. That was the brighter. Then we brought the meitiv against Shmuel. Right, so he seems to be supporting one of the opinions in the brighter of the Meitiveh. That's right. No, that's Reish Lakish he's saying. And how does Reish Lakish, because Gemara is saying, why is it not a kashya between Reish Lakish and the Mishnah? Because Reish Lakish is the pasul completely. And he agrees with Shmuel, so how can he say it's pasul completely then if he agrees with Shmuel? He says, no. He agrees with Shmuel if it would have been given b'shtika. But our Mishnah wasn't given b'shtika. Our Mishnah speaking about a case where the Baalim did the Shechita al menat lizrok machar. Where does he get that from? And that's what made it pasul, not the mekomo kemo kemo dami. Right? Look at Rashi. Vashmirin de psu, vein bo karet. Right? And how do we know that? Because the Mishnah said, if you look in the actual Mishnah on Kavavim with Aleph, it said there, pasul vein bo karet. That's how Reish Lakish learns it. Right? Why did it say pasul vein bo karet? The amachshevet zrikazu. That's why it said there, the bimkomo dami, right? The kemakomo dami, the lo lepagel. The fact that it was mekomo dami didn't cause pigu. Why? The zrika, the lo sharia basar bachil. We just learned it a second ago, right? We learned early on. We learned a second ago that was Marzutra taught us that zrika, that doesn't allow you to eat, can't cause pigu. So our Mishnah speak about a case where they did it in the wrong place with intention to tomorrow. So it can't be pigul because the zrika wouldn't allow them to eat the meat. So it wasn't a proper zrika. Because a corn caused pigle, you with me? But what does it cause? It causes a psul of we called it, the psul was hanich, of hanicha. What do we call it? We said hinuach. You with me? So it's lucky she's now brought all those other concepts into play. You with me in the Rashi? Right? So he says that it said the law shari bachila, law might have pigle. Okay? So that's Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish says that our Mishnah is speaking about a case of where they had the intention of do Zrika tomorrow, and that was not Peshtika, it was Ba'amira. He agrees with Shmuel that Bukumo Kumo Kodami, so therefore the Zrika isn't allowing you to eat the korban, so can't cause pigul, but it's a psul shambo karek. And look at the Gemara. The Gemara says now, Tna'an, right? Velo Kashikan, Tna'an. In other words, it runs through the Gemara as if to say, we're now running through all the questions we asked against Shmuel. So I'm not going to repeat them all, says the Gemara. We've hit Shmuel with all the same questions. Right? And we got to the end. Why is it pasul? Because of Hinoach. Okay? We did a quick short circuit on everything in the Kashrut and Shmuel, and we asked the same Kashrut and Shmuel. Now we go to the third opinion on the Mishnah. Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
Clear, 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 clear. Really, I really want this to be clear because it should be clear. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan. Third opinion now. We had Shmuel. Now we got Resh Lakish. Now we got Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, Edi ve'edi, Shlatam b'shtika ve'lo b'mkom ve'lo k'vodami. Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't agree with Resh Lakish. There's no Amira here of the Zrika tomorrow. It was done b'shtika. There was no problem whatsoever in the right place at the right time. And he says that shelo bimkomo lav kemo mokomo dami. I don't agree with Shmuel or Resh Lakish about mokomo kemo dami. This pasuk where he's got there of lechaparan etativ. I don't hold with that. You either got to do it at the top of the chula sikra or the bottom of the chula sikra. And if you made a mistake, the korban is pasu, right? V'had ika dam hanefesh, right? He says v'had ika dam hanefesh. And what's he asking me? We brought a Mishnah later on, I think it was on Daf Lamed Vav, remember? There was a Mishnah where we brought, where it had Takana, where if the Kohen could go back and there was still Dam HaNefesh left over, he could redo the Avodah and fix it up, remember? And we asked the question between our Mishnah here and the Mishnah there, how come there it says, bring, come back and redo the Avodah, and yeah, we can't redo the Avodah. Remember that? You with me already? No, you're not with me. Let's go back to yesterday's Amud quickly. We said we brought the Mishnah to the bottom there, and we said Ambo Kara. Then we said Tnan Beidach Pirkin. Look on Kaf Vav Mud Bet, right? 6 lines down the bottom. We said Tnan Beidach Pirkin. Natnu Al Hakevesh. Look at the Yisod. Natan Netoach. Lamat Lamala. Vetinu Lamala Mata. Vetinu Lamala Mala. Vetinu Lamala Paperim. Im Yesh Dam Hanefesh, Yachzor Hakasher VeYekabel. Remember that we brought the Mishnah there. On the episode, I think Lamed, where was it? Lamed Vav, Lamed Bet, Lamed Gimel, where was it? Natnu Al Hakevesh, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Bet, sorry, Lamed Bet. Right? And we said, why they're here? And we said, if the it's the same Mishnah, just it said there, Ve'im Yesh Dam HaNefesh. That's what Yochanan says. So Yochanan's saying, what's going on? Why here is it Pasul and there it's Kosher? Because here there's no Dam HaNefesh, therefore they couldn't redo the Avodah. There was Dam HaNefesh, they could redo the Avodah. That's why it's Pasul, there it's Kosher. And so it's nothing to do with Mekomo, Kamoko, Dami, nothing to do with Machar, it's all Beshtik, etc., etc., etc. That's Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara now said, wait a second, but our Mishnah said, Tnan, Pasul, V'ein Bo Karet. We said it's Pasul, V'ein Bo Karet. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, stop for a second, why is it Ein Bo Karet? Should be Pasul. Lo Kamokomo, Lo Kamokomo, Dami. So he did the Melocha in the wrong place. Therefore, it's pasul legamre. He ate it. Why is Ein Bo Karet? With me? Good question, Rabbi Yochanan, right? We understand why Resh Lakish would say it's not a problem. Let's look at the Gemara.
Ein Bo Karet, because there's no pigle.
But why only karet, pigle karet? Lo
mekomo. You get karet because you don't do the avodah correctly.
Why? But lo mekomo. He didn't do the mekomo.
That's why you get karet for that. Who says you get karet for putting it in the wrong spot?
Okay, well, the Gemara at the moment doesn't seem to think that that's right. Let's look at Rashi quickly. Tnan. See, you know more than the Gemara, because you've already learned, you know what's coming. The Gemara is still in the Hava Minah. Maybe you are correct. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Look at Rashi here quickly. Tnan. Look at the Gemara there. Tnan. Ko henech tiyufta. De odvinan le Shmuel. He says, all these tiyuftas we brought to Shmuel, trying to prove why Shmuel was wrong. Motvina nami to Resh Lakish, the ha kavatei svirle, are also applicable to Resh Lakish, because Resh Lakish also holds the shelo bimkomo kimkomo dami. Rabbi Yochanan amar idi veidi matnitin dektani pasul veleiket akanta. He says that the reason is different to this. Now, Gemara says that for us. Now, let's bring our Mishnah now, which says Psul v'en Bokar, right? And now we're going to see what's going on here. It says, look at the Gemara. Keep one finger, Rashi, one finger in the Gemara. Bishlom l'resh lakish. We understand why it's Psul v'en Bokar, Tahani Psul v'en Bokar. We understand why. Look at the Rashi. The Okim atitin kishnatan machshava. Right? Because he gave it, he had not machshava. It's trich le mitnei ein bo karet. We need to tell us ein bo karet. Lashmin and avagav the chashi b'ach zrika chutzba. Even though his intention yaf the zrika was out of time, and we would have thought it was pigul, right? Ein bo pigul. It's not pigul, and therefore it's not karet. Okay, so you're after the Gemara at the moment, assuming that the pigul only karet only applied to pigul as well. The lo sharia basar achid, and why wasn't it pigul? Because the basar couldn't be eaten. Lo mighty the pigul. That was mazutra. Remember? Arashi. And Rabbi Yochanan, our prodigy Rabbi Yochanan, Demoki Beshtika, who says there was no kavona here of doing it lemachar, Vahai Pasul, Mishum Delobim Komohu, who says that it's not been Komo, Pshita Daimbo Karet. Other way around to what I thought the question was, right? It was our question is why did the Mishnah have to say Aimbo Karet? It's Pashut Aimbo Karet, because there's no pigle. Right? Okay. That's Kashi against Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody clear with the question, Rabbi Yochanan? Mm-hmm. Okay. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, my ein bo karet. The Gemara says itself. Rabbi Bishlom Resh Lakish, I give ein bo karet. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, my ein bo karet. Kashia. The Gemara says Kashia, right? Now the Gemara says, okay. Ula Shmuel, my ein bo karet. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. Now let's go to Shmuel. We thought that we understand why Resh Lakish says it's pashut, we need karet as well. But now, ulu Shmuel, my ain bo karet. Look at Rashi there. The ihu nami mokila b'shtika. He also said a shtika. Remember, it was Resh Lakish who said that he did it by Amira. Resh Lakish said it was shtika. So Resh Lakish as well told Shmuel as well is telling us that there's no problem with the machshava of out of time. And it even says kosher. Right? Hu adin hachikama. So this is how Shmuel would answer. Im natan be machshava. Pasul v'ein bo karet. So that's how Resh Lakish, Shmuel explains. Shmuel says, no. What's going on over here? He says, actually, read the Mishnah. Now, if he did machshav v'ein bo karet, why? Because it couldn't become pigul. Okay, so that's how we saw Resh Lakish. So now the Gemara comes to Rabbi Yochanan. Ish lo bimkomo lav kmo komo dami. Wow, it's going to be a long one, eh? Wow. We knew it would be long. Nothing we can do yet. Ish, tomorrow will be much shorter. Right? Tomorrow should be much shorter. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ish loving komo lav kemo komo dami." If we said that lo kemo komo dami lehave, now we should say what lehave ki nishbach min akli ala ritzpa v'yasfenu. Right? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say to us, "You didn't do the zrika properly"? We do the zrika on the mizbeach. It was in the wrong place. If you do it on the floor, pick it up and carry on. Start again. Right? So Gemara says, no. Savala kamandama lo yasfenu. He's of the opinion, there's a machloket. Can you or can't you pick up the bread and carry on? Yochanan says that you can't carry on. Why? Amar bishchap ayos, amar Yochanan, hako modim, benitanin lemala, shenitnan lemala, lemata, shenitnan lemata, shelo kemitzvatan, lo yasfenu. Look at Rashi, yeah? Hacha ve'im natan b'machshava, right? Im natan b'machshava, the chutz lizmano pasul v'karet. It's shrich lashmina. Okay, that's right. I'm leaving out Rabbi Shmuel. We got Rabbi Yochanan. The very wide lines of the Gemara, of the Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan kevan de lav zrika hu klal. Since it's not a proper zrika at all. Nihave kemisha nishpach min akli ala ritzpa v'yasven. Remember, we learned the other day that it has to come from the animal's neck into the kli. If it fell out of the kli, you can pick it up. If it went from the animal's neck straight to the floor, you can't pick it up. But yet, yeah, clearly went into the kli because the guy did the zrika from a kli, right? Mm-hmm. So why don't we say that if it fell out this kli, pick it up and carry on again? That's our question, Rabbi Yochanan, right? V'afilu leke dama nefesh achrina. And even if there isn't any other blood, amai lip so, yasof et zeh minam izbeach. Pick that sword up you got there. V'yachzor inu minkomo. So Bishlom and Shmuel Ulresh Lakish. We understand why Shmuel Lakish would say that Kevin the Zrika hit a kapara. The Zrika worked. There was kapara. Therefore, you can't go and redo the blood throwing. Sharei Kippur, we saw the other day that you don't do Zrika just to Matir Achila. Remember, we learned that? That he said there's no Zrika only to do allowing you to eat. Zrika always has to have kapara and allow you to eat. If the kapara was already done, we don't do redo. We saw it in the Gemara. With me, remember that? Right. Why Rabbi Yochanan yasfenu? Why Rabbi Yochanan say you can't pick it up? He says no, because he savala tandemanitin. Come on, lo yasfenu. Rashi ya kevan dihigia lemizbeach. Since it came to mizbeach, avagav the sheloke hilchato, who kalte mizbeach, the mizbeach has already absorbed it. La afuke mitorat kaparachriti. Rabbi Yochanan telling us the important halacha: you cannot do another kapara once the mizbeach has got the blood, even if there wasn't kapara. Too late. When can you pick up blood that's spilt and go and do it? It hasn't yet been thrown in the Mizbeach. Once the blood hit that Mizbeach, the blood is ois. Can't do anything with it. Right? So now he says, okay, so now what's our story here? So our question of Rabbi Yochanan is, even we said Rabbi Yochanan, we finished now with the Rabbi Yochanan, Resh Lakish, etc., right? We finished all of that and the Machloket of our Mishnah. We now got a pure question of Rabbi Yochanan. If you're telling me that the Zrik isn't Zrika and it's not in the right place, why can't we pick it up? So you can't pick it up because Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that once it's hit the Mizbeach, you can no longer use that blood. Okay? So Rabbi Yochanan, how come what you've been done lamala shlo kemitzvatan? Lo yasfenu. Lo nechleku. Where's the machloket? Benitanin lamala shenitnan lamata. Lamata shenitnan lamala. Rabbi Yossi omer lo yasfenu. Shimon omer yasfenu. And he holds with the side that is lo yasfenu. Umishnatenu kedibra omer lo yasfenu. Okay? That's Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara is like this. Rav Chizda, Ravimi. Rav Chizda, the Gemara now brings a quick, we're going to run through this last Amud quickly. The Gemara now brings an opinion here which says that the Machloket is not about Lamato Lamala. Just, it's nothing to do with our sugya, really. Rav Chizda, Ravimi, Hakom Mori Benitin Lamata Shnata Lamala Shlo Yasfen. The Kosher came between Lamala Shnata Lamata. He says that the Machloket is different. Hakom Modim, that Benitanin Lamata, if you are meant to throw it at the bottom of the Sikra and you throw it at the top, you don't add it. You can't pick it up again. The choshe came between lamala shleta lamala. More so, if it was meant to throw on the top of the kula sikra through the bottom of the sikra. Ahoyel v'damim ha'elyonim lamata hein ba'in. Right, since the higher bloods were brought at the bottom. But where's the machloket? Betanin lifnim. If blood was meant to be put inside the kodesh, shenit namechut you did outside or bachut you did bifnam. Shabbi Yossi omer yosfenu b'shimun omer yosfenu. This Gemara just comes to us that really what Rabbi Yochanan is arguing about has nothing to do with our sugya, but it's of no relevance to our sugya, right? The Gemara then goes, "Mean this Amar Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak, af anana mitrina." I've got proof to Rabbi Yochanan, which is coming now. This now we back to Rabbi Yochanan again. I've got proof here to show you why Rabbi Yochanan says you can't pick up that blood because it's a machloket tanaim, which Rabbi Yochanan supports. Rabbi Yehuda Omer zot hi ha'olah. Three words in the pasuk. If you look at the pasuk, Omer benavde mor zot torat ha'olah hi ha'olah. So we've got three words here that are words that are mema'at, that are very limiting. The one is zot, the one is he, and the one is ha'ola. Okay? Hare elu miutin. These three words come through miut. Prat nishchata balayla. So what does Rabbi Yehuda tell us? Are you with me now, right? I ran through very quickly, but I skipped. Okay, right? He says, these zot here and ola come to teach us three things. That any korban that you do, right, is okay, the way you do the avodah, except for three things that don't work. If you did shchita at night, if you did nishpach dama, if the blood fell, right? If you look quickly there, drashi, prat nishpach dama, aval shar, okay, prat nishpach dama, v'nishchata b'layla v'sheyatsa dama chutz leklim. So we learned this the other day, right? I'm assuming that nishpach dama here, by the way, is speaking about from the animal's neck onto the floor, not from the kli, right? Im alta tered. If you brought the korban up, after any of these three things happened, you bring it down from the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ola. The fact that the pasuk said, Ola, zot hi ha'ola. Eliel Ola kasheira. Because it said the word just Ola. Minayin rabot. How do I know that I include nishchata b'layla, nishpach dama, b'shiatza dama chutz leklim? He's cholek here on Rabbi Yehuda. He says, even those three things, if the animal went up onto the mizbeach, it stays on the mizbeach. And he adds a whole other list of things which Rabbi Yehuda seems to agree with, Vahalan, remember that's the issue of Lina, leaving it overnight. Vahayotze left them is Vahatamei, the Tamei, Vishinchat Chutzlis Bano, Vachutzlim Komo, Vishiblu Psulin, a Kohen Pasul did the Kabbalah, Vizarkuetama, and a Pasul going to the Zrika. The blood of the wrong side of the Chula Sikra. Now, this is what's important for us. What should have been done outside the Kodesh? That's the very first Mishnah we learned in the Masechet, right? If you did a Pesach or a Chata, which was Lo Lishma, all of these things, if the psu, once they went up onto the mizbeach, the meat, you leave them there. Minayin, how do I know that? Tamud lomar, Torat ha'ola. So ola tells me just the ola kshera. Ha'ola, everything else as well. Riba Torah achat dekola olin, she'im alu, they went up to the Bet HaMikdash, onto the mizbeach, lo yardu, we don't bring them down. So the Gemara says, the brightest is Yachosanim Arbe Afar Roveya Va'anirba, even animals which have relations with human beings. Vahamukta, Mukta is which was set aside because for with a zona. Vahaneva, you have a zora to it. Vahetnan, an amount that you pay them a zora. Vahmechir, or mechir for a kelev. Remember, they're switching a kelev. Vahakilayim, or vahatrefa. Vahyotse dofen, animal born in the wrong way. Talmud lomar zot. Right? Talmud lomar zot. So therefore, we can't include all these things which you just wanted to include, all these psulim. Why did you decide specifically the first list to include and the second list to exclude? He says, Marbeani et elu shaya psulim bakodesh. I include all of those things that only became pasul once they entered the Kodesh, the Beit HaMikdash. Because they were all kosher before they came in. But the problems existed inside with regards to doing the avodah of the korban. And I exclude all of those which were already pasul before they came in. Okay, that's pretty clear, right? Let's get back to for our cases. What's our case? We're trying to prove Rabbi Yochanan. Remember Rabbi Yochanan over here said that lo yasfen, why don't we collect the blood? He said because Rabbi Yochanan said that there's a shitta that once the blood spilt, you can't pick it up. Okay? Remember, this was Amar Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak, Af Ana Nami Tanina. Remember, I've also got proof that Rabbi Yochanan says, to support Rabbi Yochanan from Tanaim, that you don't pick up the blood. Now look at the bright of the machloket here between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon on a few, on three things. Right, but look at the Gemara like this. Ketani Miha, however, we all agree, Hanitanin Lamata, Shenitnan Lamala, Ulamala shnitnan lamata. That was in the second Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon said those things anitanim bifnim shnitnan b'chutz, anitanim b'chutz shnitnan bifnim. Those things do go once they up, they stay on the Beit HaMikdash. Velo palig Rabbi Huda, and there's no plig. Rabbi Huda also agreed because he never excluded those. Rabbi Huda's three exceptions didn't include those. Obviously he agrees. So my timer, do we say that once anitanim b'chutz shnitnan bifnim, right? If you over ha Nitin Lamalish Nitan Lamata, Lav Mishum de Kalta Mizbeach. The whole reason is because the Mizbeach was collate. So once the Mizbeach was collate, we don't fix. We could easily throw in the blood in the right place, right? Once the Korban, the Mizbeach was collate, we don't collect, we don't redo. Ushma mina lo yasfenu. Okay? Beautiful. Let's care. I'm Rabbi Lazar, Mizbeach apnimi mekaresh psulin. New halochanah. Remember, we go back to Rabbi Lazar. We had Rabbi Lazar, if you remember, at Konkaf Hey Amud Bet, we had Amar Rabbi Ami Amar Rabbi Lazar, he bifnim v'raglea b'chutz. Remember? This is now new. Remember that? Yes. Remember? Yeah, yeah. We had on Kaf Hey Amud Bet, we had Amar Rabbi Lazar, he bifnim v'raglea b'chutz. Chatach machek shachat. Another aloch in Rabbi Lazar. But here it says Rabbi Eliezer, but I'm almost sure I saw Tikkun to Rabbi Lazar. The Mesura Shas. Tikkun to Rabbi Lazar. The Mesura Shas says Rabbi Lazar. Yes. Okay, so this is the Tanner Rabbi Lazar. So he says like this. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Mizbeach ha'pnimi. The Mekadesh psulim. If you bring something into the Mizbeach ha'pnimi inside the Kodesh, right? The Mizbeach ha'zahav, right? It's Mekadesh psulim. Look at Rashi there. Four lines to the very wide lines. She'im alu. Once you've already brought that korban up onto the mizbeach, lo yardu va'af algav de lo kativ kra ela bechitzon. We learned this previous machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon was about the mizbeach achitzoni. He He says, even if you did it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it also has the same tikkun effect of once it alu lo yardu, right? Which seems a little bit strange. So my Kamashman, the Gemara says, what's your chidush aviyah? Well, I don't understand what you're telling me. Tanina, we learned already in this previous brighter here, in this machloket here, Rabbi Shimon, Hanitani bifnim.
The Mizbeach inside was smaller than...
Little one. Amma ba'amma. I think it's half a meter. Little one. I'm tempted to check. We haven't got time to check.
Just ketoret on that.
And then normally it was for ketoret and blood. Yeah. So he's telling you how the chidush here is. Even you stick it on that, if you put a piece of meat on it, it's also done. Mm. Right? But look at the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is, what's the chidush? Because go back a few lines up, we saw there Rabbi Shimon said, Hanitanin lemata shenitan lemala, vanitanin bifnim shenatan b'chutz, vanitanin b'chutz shenitan bifnim. He already told us it. What's your chidush, Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lazar, right? He says, no. He says, Tanin hanitanin bifnim. So he says, no. I tell you why. Imi hakam, if you're just relying on that bright Rabbi Shimon, hava mina hanimili dam de chazilei. That would only be talking about we're dam, because we put dam on that Mizbeach. So if I did dam, it would be okay. But komets, but if you had stuck a kamitza on that Mizbeach, the law chaz, you don't only put a kamitza there, right? Aim a law, kamashma, even a kamitza would be good. In other words, even I'm going further, even a piece of meat would be good. Right? So Gemara now brings a kasha. Meitivei, ketoret zara, you telling me that anything I put in the Mizbeach HaZahav is now beautiful? It does look, now I've got a kasha. Meitivei, ketoret zara, I've got strange ketoret. Now, what does Ketoret Zara mean? Now, we know Ketoret Zara is pretty dangerous, right? Remember with Aaron and with the Korach and Adato and the Matayim Chamishin, Eish Zara and Nadav Yaviyu. Eish Zara, we don't like the word Eish Zara. Look at Rashi here. Eish Zara, Ketoret Zara, he says Ketoret Nadava. He says a Ketoret that a person brought is a Nadava. It was not that he's doing it, right? Shelo Hitir Hakatuv, Elektoret Shel Tzibur, Shachrit V'Arbit. Ketoret is only allowed in the Beit HaMikdash, Shachrit Arvit as a Korban Tzibur of the Ketoret HaTamid. You don't bring Ketoret as Nedavas, right? So Ketoret Zara, Shalah Legabe Mizbeach, Tered. Bring it down. We don't want it. She'ein Lecha Mekadesh Psulin, Ela HaMizbeach HaChitzon, Beraulo. You told me a second ago, Rabbi Lazar, that even the Mizbeach Pnim is Mekadesh Psulin. Just see here, I'm writing that says that only the external Mizbeach, the Mizbeach outside, can do it. And not only can it be Mekadesh, but Berawilo. It had to be what was normally brought on the Mizbeach. And then it can be Mekadesh. You told me a second ago that the Chidush here was that even a Kamitza on the Mizbeach Pnim, which is not Ra'uilo, we don't bring a Mizbeach, a Kemitza, and in the wrong place. So you tell me two massive Chidushim, and this brighter says that they're both wrong. It's only the Chitzon and only Ra'uilo.
So turn to both?
Both of them. You saw them both things. Right? It's a proper kish, a kasha, right? The Gemara says, Chitzon in Pnimilo. And only Chitzon in Pnimilo. The Gemara doesn't even ask on the question of Ra'uilo, not Ra'uilo. Mm-hmm. See that? Because it's already partial if it's a Chitzon in. So the Gemara says, Tari Tzach, this is how you can answer. Ketoret Zara she'alta lemizbeach hachitzon teired. That's what you mean. It's the chitzon, that brighter there. He's not talking about mizbeach. It's when it said there, meitiva, your meitiva that you brought, ketoret zara she'alta gabe mizbeach teired, she'alcha migdash psulin lemizbeach hachitzon. That brighter was about the chitzon. She'ein mizbeach hachitzon mekadesh psulin ele haraulo. V'hapnimi, but the pnimi, no. Bein raulo, bein she'ein raulo. It can. So what is he saying? He said, no, you misunderstand. The limitations that apply to Ra'uilo are only on the Chitzon. The Mizbeach HaChitzon, the big Mizbeach outside, can only do Tikkun to stuff which was Ra'uilo in the first place. But the Pnimi can do Tikkun even to things which aren't Ra'uilo. It's stronger than the Chitzon. That's what he answers him. The Gemara says, my timer, high Ritzpa, high Klisharet. The Mizbeach outside is like the floor. The floor, it's made of stone, right? It was like, remember we said that David HaMelech did kiddush to the floor? So that was only mekudash, Rashi tells us. But the Mizbeach Chitzon was a kli sharet. It was nimshach, it was meshicha with oil. So it's got a much higher and a stronger answer. Okay, I'm thinking we're going to have to end here. I really would love to do the next Mishnah. We have to end over here.